few years ago, I was an Airbnb host. I owned a rental property, two of them, in fact, that welcomed guests from around the world. And it was a really interesting experience. I was interested in it from the side hustle perspective. I wanted to kind of diversify assets and also just wanted to try something. I like to experiment and such. And of course, I loved the flexibility of it. If you're interested in Airbnb, it's good for somebody who is frequently traveling, somebody who has extra space, somebody who has a seasonal house, or perhaps somebody who's always away at the same time of year for some kind of tradition, holiday event, or work situation. Check it out for yourself. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. Hello, welcome back. This is Chris Guillebeau for Side Hustle School. Over here, we have just finished week number 23. And in my part of the world, I just made it back from Washington, D.C. and Atlanta, where we had two Side Hustle School workshops. Those were fun, and now I'm going to be in one place for quite a while. The annual event that I produce every summer, World Domination Summit, is coming up in Portland in just over a month. So I'm on travel lockdown. Got to get ready to welcome a bunch of people to town. I know some listeners are coming to WDS. Please come find me and say hello if you're there. The main event is completely sold out, but you can still sign up for WDS Academies. Now, academies are half-day workshops all about specific topics. You can learn how to tell captivating stories, how to make a living writing. We have a productivity academy, something about sustainable health and fitness, and I think five or six others. If you'd like to learn more or be part of that, just go to wds.fm/academies. Now, one of my favorite things is hearing from listeners. We have the Hustle Hotline. We've been doing these listener prompts. We'll have one more week of those coming up, and then we'll return to them again a few weeks later. But today, I want to read you two emails I received. First one is from Michelle. And Michelle writes, I listen to your podcast on the subway while making dinner, and I even listen with my children. I've told many friends and coworkers about Side Hustle School. I just love to hear the great ideas others have had. I'm not sure what my side hustle should be yet. I'm a teacher, but I'm hoping to be sparked soon. Thank you, Michelle. Teachers are awesome. You are awesome. And another note from Simon in the UK. Simon says, just a quick note to say how much I've not only been enjoying, but have been truly inspired by the Side Hustle School podcast. I can't just listen to the episodes. I have to share them. I think that most people, myself included sometimes, are caught between the headlights of a fear of failure and the ideal of perfection. Well, the biggest takeaways from the Side Hustle stories are start, improve, and learn. Once you've done something even once, it takes away the fear. Both myself and my best friend Scott have worked together on creative projects for over 10 years. We've come to the realization that we keep making money for other people, but have we ever done our own thing, launched our own business or our own website? Not for ourselves. Maybe we're too busy, maybe we're too scared, but we know we have the skills. Mine are in design and photography. Scott is an amazing coder. So I share with him the episode of the yoga teacher. Now we decided to work together to set up his own school where he lives. Just want to say thanks for that. I will let you know what we create. And if you're coming to the UK for a workshop, I'll certainly get a group of friends to come. Cheers, Simon. Thank you so much, Simon. Cheers to you and Scott. Definitely let me know what you guys create and how it goes. Looking back on this week, we had a diverse collection of stories per usual, ranging from the Airbnb for beer to a radio personality who creates a voiceover hustle, a fashion blogger, a New York City office manager who moonlights as a cash-collecting ceramist, not a ceramicist, a ceramist, and my personal favorite story, the Army veteran who makes $650,000 advertising apps. That is correct, $650,000 in a single year with a side hustle. And as I told you in that story, there was definitely a big element of luck to it or good circumstance, but it may have also been a matter of creating the right circumstances to be luckier. Because in that story, it was episode 156. You definitely want to listen to it if you missed it. Even though he was fortunate, he had to take certain actions to allow this opportunity to happen. So I'm a big believer in doing what you can to make your own luck. And how do you make your own luck? Well, you take more chances. And I think you should take reasonable chances. That's why I don't encourage you to risk a lot of money, quit your job without a safety net, etc. The whole point of Side Hustle School is starting with where you are. But I think that story is a good model of doing whatever you can to not only foster an environment of creativity in your life, but also perhaps create something that exceeds your expectations, perhaps by a wide margin like we saw with that story. Coming up next week, several interesting things. There's a story about building a side hustle while battling a chronic illness. Now, I am a big believer that your side hustle should fit into your life. And sometimes that includes the challenges and struggles of your life. So this is a story of a woman who has a chronic illness, but uses her side hustle to pay her medical bills, first of all. But second, to establish this source of recurring passive income, I think it's about a couple thousand dollars a month, that she can rely on for security, even as she continues to work her job. I believe that story is coming up on Tuesday. There's also the story of a Spanish language Bible app that generates more than 1 million downloads. These were not 1 million free downloads, by the way. And the Spanish language Bible app was created by someone who was not a programmer. It was actually an accountant who had some spare time. I'll tell you all about that as well. And of course, several other fun things. The interesting thing about having a show every day is it comes out, well, every day. So you never know what's going to happen any given day, but you can rest assured the sun is going to rise and Side Hustle School will be there. Listeners, you're the reason I make this show. If you make the commitment to make this part of your routine and listen every day, I too commit to supporting you fully in your quest to create that new source of income. I want to see that become a reality for you. Just like we heard in those emails from Michelle and Simon and Scott in the UK, I want you to have your own success story. And before we wrap up the week, I want to give a couple shout outs to our production crew. Side Hustle School is recorded on location at World Domination Headquarters in Portland, Oregon. It is then produced in Brooklyn, New York at the Panoply Studios. My production team is led by AC Valdez, also featuring Adelia Rubin. Show notes are by Whitney Karinick. My cat, Liberia Guillebeau, is not sponsored by Harry's, but she doesn't want you to use the Big Razor Company either. Don't do it. Unexpected experience of the week. You guys, I can't believe I got fired from the calendar factory. All I did was take a day off. Side Hustle School is part of the Onward Project, led by bestselling author Gretchen Rubin. By the way, the Side Hustle book is coming out September 19th. I'm excited about that. I'll be doing a world tour. But Gretchen also has a book coming out the week before. It's called The Four Tendencies. She and I will be doing an event together in Washington, D.C. at the end of September. And if for some reason you have not taken her popular Four Tendencies quiz, you should check that out. Just Google Four Tendencies. It's this fun personality quiz you can take that will give you some insight about yourself, especially regarding how you respond to expectations, both inner expectations and outer expectations. And you'll get a little personality type. Now, I've taken this quiz 3 times myself. I don't know, for some reason, I keep expecting a different result, but the result is consistent. I'm always a rebel. I know, I was shocked too. I thought for sure I was going to be an obliger. Anyway, check that out. Side Hustle School is a free, listener-supported show with just a single sponsor per episode. We try to keep those light and unintrusive, focus on the story, focus on how this can help you. And I like to say that I get paid in nice emails and reviews. So speaking of that, if you're enjoying the show and you want to do something awesome, would love it if you could give a quick rating or review in Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. That will help other people discover the show and you'll be a rock star. Now, in every episode, I always say that inspiration is good, but action is better. I hope to hear about you taking action and creating your side hustle, which really is about creating more security for yourself. Something that's going to serve your needs, your goals, whatever they are. I hope to see you tomorrow and every day next week. Episodes go online at 6:01 a.m. Eastern Time every day. I'm Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.